Welcome back to the Internet Kids Podcast, everybody. It's Harry Swales. This episode, you've probably noticed already, is going to be a little bit short. This is a solo episode. I don't know if I'm going to do many of these in the future, but just coming back, I wanted to give an update on everything that's happened with Internet Kids and just talk about some thoughts I've had recently around business, around life, around the Internet Kids brand, stuff like that. So I figured I'd do an episode on my own. Definitely going to keep the guest episodes up, going to keep inviting on really cool guys building agencies, e-com brands, startups, crypto projects, all sorts of cool Internet Kids type of businesses and projects that I enjoy talking to, that you guys enjoy listening to and hearing from. But I wanted to do an episode like this. And if you guys like it, let me know. DM me on Instagram at Harry Swales. I'll do more episodes like this where I just share some of my thoughts, share an update, dive into businesses that I think are super interesting. So that's enough of me yapping. Let's get into it. Most of you probably know Ben and I started Internet Kids, Ben Bader. A couple years ago, we started as a podcast. We turned it into an NFT project and then a clothing brand and did a bunch of really cool stuff with it. We hosted in-person events. And then I took a full-time job at a crypto company based out of South Korea. I went out to Asia for around 5 months and was just super busy with that. Internet Kids slowed down. We didn't launch anything. We weren't putting out new podcast episodes. And two of our good friends, Mason Dewar, aka Cardinal Mason, and Danny DeFeo, hit me and Ben up and said, hey, we want to join the brand. We want to buy Harry's part of the business. So I sold it for a very little amount of money. It wasn't like a huge business exit or anything, but they paid for my half of the business. Nothing ended up happening. They worked on some new clothes, but they never launched it. They wanted to do some podcasts, but they never ended up uploading anything. So they had cool plans, but they just didn't get around to it. All three of those guys run big businesses. Danny is working on a really big software company. Mason has a huge info business, and Ben is running a pretty large agency that I'm now working with that I'll explain a little bit about that. But they basically all put Internet Kids on the back burner. They stopped working on it, which I understand. Their other businesses took priority. And I ended up going, I quit working for that crypto startup just because it wasn't heading in the right direction. And I had some stuff going on. And I ended up coming back to Houston, working with a few clients with my ad agency that I had retained the entire time, even when I was in Asia and stuff, and just trying to figure out what to do next. So this last summer, I ended up working as a summer camp counselor at a camp I grew up going to as a kid. I'm a Christian. My faith is very important to me. And a big part of my faith journey was at this camp as like a high school guy learning about God and stuff like that. So I felt called to go back and kind of drop all the business stuff and work at that camp this summer and share my faith. And it was a ton of fun. I had the most fun summer I've ever had. Got to play a ton of sports, hang out with really cool people, share my faith, do that. But basically coming back from that, I still had like two clients I was working with, but one I dropped right afterwards. So through the summer, I obviously my focus wasn't on business. And then coming back, I didn't have too much of a business still running. So I launched a new service, a type of consulting offer. It didn't work very well for the first month or so. I think being honest on this podcast, especially with you guys that are like trying to start your own businesses and trying to get into business, is super important. And you see these guys on Twitter and YouTube and wherever, and it seems like everything they do just works, but that's not the case. This business that I launched, this new consulting offer, didn't work well at all. I spent about a month really pushing it on Twitter, different platforms, made TikTok videos, and couldn't get any clients. Towards the end of the month, I did get a few clients, but I just really didn't enjoy the work, didn't enjoy what I was trying to do. And the idea was I would help people scale their agencies. And it just turned out to be not the right thing for me at the time. So I kind of went back to the drawing board, felt a little lost, was not sure what to do. And I hit up Ben and Mason and Danny and said, hey guys, like, honestly, I don't have much going on. Obviously, you guys aren't running Internet Kids. It's pretty dead. Let me come back in, take over. I'll run the whole thing. I'll let you guys keep some equity so you still have part of the company, but I'll manage everything. I'll put all the money in needed to start it back up. And so that's where we are now. That's why I'm making these podcasts again. That's why I just launched new clothes about a week ago. Again, another update where I'm just being totally honest. The launch didn't go as good as I thought it would. We definitely sold a good amount of clothes. We got a lot of support from a lot of really good friends, which was awesome to see. But these days I have pretty high expectations for any project I work on, and the clothing drop didn't hit those expectations. So definitely still going to work on this stuff, the podcast, going to try to do at least 2 episodes a month, going to try to keep making new cool clothes that kind of represent the Internet Kids brand. If you're interested in those, go to shopinternetkids.com. I'm sure there will be some for sale whenever you listen to this. We're going to try to keep stuff in stock. So that was kind of how I came back into the business. We ended up coming to an agreement. I'm really running the whole thing. I'm working with those guys on different projects. So I'll get a little bit back into what I'm working on now. Internet Kids is always and will always be more of a passion project than a full-blown main business, I think. So while I am doing this podcast and I am making new clothes, it's not going to be with crazy high frequency or something that any of us push really hard, especially the other guys. They're kind of passive members of it, which is totally fine. That's part of our agreement. That's it. My main thing right now is building this copywriting agency that I'm working on. So if you want to stay up to date and read my writing and kind of stay tapped in with what I'm doing, the best thing you can do is go to harryswales.com. Sign up for my free email list. I write really cool stories. I try to just make it super entertaining. There might be some promotions on there at some point, but I'm not really trying to just sell a ton of stuff. My goal there is really to provide insight and entertainment. I've got a lot of cool stories from all the business stuff I do. So go there, sign up. You'll be able to read my writing, and you'll be able to kind of stay up to date with what I'm doing. But right now I'm working on this copywriting agency. I was in Miami probably 5 or 6 months ago now, hanging out with Ben Bader, and happened to write a couple emails for his clients while I was just bored in his apartment one day. And we sent the emails for the client. They did super well. And it was kind of like a light bulb moment for both of us. Ben was like, look, I've got a ton of clients. I need help with a lot of this work if Sanjay and I, who's his business partner, are really going to scale it. So they brought me in to write email for a lot of their clients. We'd always known I was good at writing and good at marketing, but I'd never considered myself like a full-blown copywriter. For the past 5 or so years, my main focus has been paid media, running Facebook ads for brands, really. So I'd written a ton of copy. I'd even managed the email lists and copywriting for a few clients, like totally for them. So I've definitely done quite a bit of this work, but never thought of myself mainly as a copywriter. But that's definitely changed recently. I started writing for Ben and Sanjay's clients. We ramped that up pretty quickly. And then Ben started referring me people. I started picking up clients on my phone. Since then, I've worked with some really cool personal brands and some really cool people in this online business space. Right now, I've got a few deals. I help write copy for Dreamville Music Festival, which is J. Cole's festival. I've helped them for the past 3 years now. So that's nothing new, but still a really cool project. And I have 2 pretty big projects I'm working on right now with clients that we're literally just starting this week. So I'm excited. I'll talk about those later on, but can't talk about them right now. That's just an update on what I'm doing. It's been super fun to kind of build this business out. I'm hiring a writer on Monday. So building a team under me again, really slowly but surely. Continuing to use my personal brand and content and whatever else to bring in clients, getting referrals. If any of you guys know somebody that has an email list with 5,000 or more emails and needs copywriters to write for it, feel free to send them my way, DM me on Twitter or Instagram. I'd be happy to give you a referral fee if I end up working with them. So that's what I'm doing. I've had a couple tweets recently that have done pretty well, gotten quite a bit of attention that I kind of wanted to expand my thoughts on and put into this episode. So one of those is this idea of kind of two paths for a single guy in their 20s that I think I've kind of focused on both at different times. I've got a lot of friends that have done either one or the other. And that's like what I would call side quest maxing versus going all in on business. So in this space, you'll notice there are kind of different types of people, guys that really want to just run a lifestyle business that just pays their bills. They make 8, 10, 15 grand a month, whatever it may be. And then they use the freedom from running that business to be able to travel, play sports, pursue whatever hobbies they have, way more than a regular 9-to-5 employee or more than somebody that's really focused all in on their business. These guys run lifestyle businesses and are really more interested in just doing as many side quests as they can, rather than growing a huge business that they're going to sell for tens or hundreds of millions of dollars or just a huge cash flowing business. And then that's the other side, the guy that's starting his business at 18, 19, 20 and really looking to run that for the next 5 to 10 years and hoping for either a really big exit or scaling an agency up that does millions of dollars a year in cash flow. And so I think either one of these is a great path for a single guy in their 20s to pursue. Just kind of comes down to what you want in life. And I have friends that have done both. And personally, I've gone through stages where I did both. From about 17 to 20, I'd say, I was all in on business. I was just focused on growing my advertising agency, getting it to a level where I could pay for my lifestyle, drop out of school, buy my dream car, my M4, and travel. And just like wanted to get it to a very comfortable level where I was making multi six figures. And so I did that. And then I took the last couple years really to focus on this idea of side quest maxing almost, where I lived in Asia for 5 months. I lived in Mexico for a total of probably 5 months now. I've lived all over the US, Utah, Florida, Texas, spent time in New York City, LA. I've traveled a bunch. I learned to ride a motorcycle, shoot, do jiu-jitsu, snowboard. Traveled and done all these hobbies, learned all these new skills. And it's just been a ton of fun. I wouldn't trade it for anything. But at the same time, the entire time I've done that, really it's been running these lifestyle businesses, working for that crypto company full time, which again was a great salary. It was six figures. It had different comp. It's weird in the crypto industry, they pay you in tokens sometimes. So I had like a full salary, but also token stuff, which ended up not being worth anything. Luckily, I didn't choose to take much of that. But all that stuff was really just to fuel this lifestyle that I wanted to live of traveling, of learning new skills, meeting people, like a very adventurous life. And I loved it. It was super fun. It was totally worth it. The memories I've created over the last few years are unreal. But now I'm in this stage where for the past 6 months since I started working on Internet Kids again and then started this copywriting agency, business has been way more of a priority than all the other fun stuff, than my hobbies. For example, I moved to Utah really recently, and for the first week or so I was here, I snowboarded a lot. I had like 5 days up on the mountains, but I've lived here for a month now, and there's been 1 week where I snowboarded a bunch. Part of the goal of moving out here was to snowboard and ski a lot more. But the past 3 weeks, I've just been super dialed, super locked in. I have a bunch of deals in the pipeline right now that I'm very focused on closing. I'm focused on taking care of my clients, hiring this writer this next week. So I just have a lot going on, and I'm trying to minimize all the distractions, the traveling, the hobbies, the picking up new skills, because I think this agency can be run up pretty quickly to $50,000 a month or $100,000 a month. And I think the difference between like where I am now and getting there is really just 6 months of focused work or a year of focused work to get to those kind of levels. So I'm really just trying to stay focused, stay locked in, and make that happen. And I have friends that spent the last 5 years building e-com brands or software companies that they'll probably sell within the next couple years for tens of millions of dollars, if not hundreds of millions of dollars. Two of my good friends that both have a background of e-com, one built a really big e-com brand that I imagine he'll probably sell pretty soon for tens of millions. And one of them has built a software company that's doing super well that I'm sure he'll sell in the near future for tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars. So they went a totally different way. Now I'd say they're both like doing more of the side quest stuff. They're both traveling a little more now. They're both doing more like stuff for fun, more hobbies. But there was definitely a big period of time where I was like traveling all over, doing all sorts of stuff. While they were really locked in, they were very focused on just growing the business as much as they can. So I just want to, like, I had a tweet about this that kind of blew up, and I just wanted to share my thoughts on that. There is a middle ground for sure where you can make great money and kind of do these hobbies, but not be all in on traveling or all in on learning all these new skills. But I definitely think it's cool to kind of pick one of them and go all in. It definitely makes for some great memories. The next thing, I've got a little document here just with a handful of things I wanted to talk about. The next one is for anybody that's in school or working a 9-to-5 and is in this space, learning about online business, reading about it on Twitter, or seeing people make videos on TikTok or YouTube or wherever, and you want to start making money on your own, I think you should learn to sell. So get a job in sales, become a closer or a sales rep, or even an appointment setter or SDR. So you should either learn to sell, learn to write copy, or do some sort of service. I would recommend you avoid e-commerce. I'd recommend you avoid selling stuff on Amazon or... what are the other business models? Real estate, wholesaling. What else is there? You know, there are a lot of models, and I'll be the first to admit they all work. You know, you can make any of those work and make money. I know guys that do all of those things that do really well for themselves and they figured them out. But just as somebody with limited time, limited focus on a side hustle or business, someone with a 9-to-5 or in school, I would do one of these because you have very low risk. If you learn to sell or write copy or offer some sort of service, whether it's building websites or running ads or SEO, the startup cost is almost zero. Whereas starting on Amazon or starting an e-commerce brand or whatever, you can have pretty low startup costs, but definitely not zero. You've got to invest in inventory upfront. There's some fees associated with it. But if you want to just go pitch someone on an SEO service, you can just start pitching. You don't need a website. You don't need software. You don't need to go buy inventory. You can really start for free. And you can learn these things quicker than, let's take e-com for example. If you want to build a brand on Shopify, to build a brand on Shopify, you have to learn product sourcing, web development, copywriting, email and SMS marketing. You have to learn how to run paid ads, how to create organic content, photo and video skills to make stuff for your website. There are so many different skills you need to pick up and put together, and it takes a long time to get good at all those things. Sure, you can hire people and outsource some of that, but again, that goes up to that cheap startup cost. Whereas learning how to write good copy, you can buy a couple books and maybe buy one or two courses online, and you'll learn how to go write good copy. If you want to learn how to write really good copy, sign up for my email list, harryswales.com. I'm going to talk about copywriting on there a lot more. I'm going to have resources shared on there, so definitely sign up. And even just reading my emails will help show you like what good written copy looks like. It's the same thing when you learn how to sell. Learning how to kind of structure these questions that get your prospect to open up learn what their pain points are, talk about your service or product as a solution, and see if you can close some deals. Learning how to do that is way quicker and way easier to pick up just that one skill than these 5 or 10 different skills you need to put together some of these different businesses. There are also so many companies out there that constantly need these services. Whereas with building your own e-com brand, for example, again, it's harder to sell something like that that's more of a want. Sure, you can sell products and find products that are more of a need, but a lot of the times with e-com brands selling physical products, we're selling to people's wants. When I make new shirts or hats or hoodies for internet kids, no one needs our clothes. Yeah, you do need clothes like in general, but no one needs an internet kids hoodie, for example. But we're playing to people's wants. There are people that obviously listen to this podcast that identify as an internet kid, someone trying to build their own thing on the internet, whether it's a business or community or content, and they want to support us, so they go buy the hoodie. It's harder to make that sale than it is to go to a business that really needs customers and you come to them and say, hey, my service will bring you new customers. Or a guy that is booked with meetings and he doesn't have time to take all the sales calls, so he needs a sales rep to come in and take those calls for him. These services are always in demand. There are needs for these businesses. They're literally how these businesses drive revenue. And I think because of that, it just makes it so much easier to sell these and pick up these simple services and turn that into a business, especially when your time's super limited, when you have a 9-to-5 or you're in school trying to keep your grades up and keep your job. It makes it really challenging to build a real business outside of it. And these are more like side hustles, whether you're learning to sell and you go take a part-time sales role where you maybe take calls on the weekends, or you take calls at night from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. after you're done work, or if you learn how to write copy and you just manage the email list for one small client. You could do that, pick up one client that pays you $2,000 a month, and do that just as a side hustle in your free time on the weekends and be making an additional $2,000 a month. Personally, I would always, I just have that entrepreneurial spirit in me. I would be so miserable working a job. That's why that crypto startup I worked for 3 months and then quit. It just wasn't for me. But I think this is a great starting point for anybody in that position to kind of learn the basics of business, figure out what they're good at, what they can sell, bring some income in, whether it's additional, and just keep growing that and eventually make a decision like, hey, do I want this to continue being a side hustle or can I make this a real full-time thing? The last thing I've got written down here to talk about is value first biz friend relationships. If you're in a really small private community I help run called the Bader Group, you'll have heard about this already. I've given a talk about it. But the idea here, I'm going to try to boil this down really simply and give a very abbreviated version, is in business, especially early on, the best thing you can do is try to build friendships and relationships with other people in similar industries in the business space. And don't try to be transactional at all. Don't try to sell them or have them be a client of yours. Really just try to help as many people as you can, provide value as much as you can, and don't ask for anything in return. And that value can be a lot of different things. It can be working for somebody for free or for a low cost. It can be inviting them to events or grabbing dinner and paying for it, or just like inviting them to do fun stuff with you if they're local. It can be introducing them to people that might be helpful for them or their business. It can be bringing opportunities to them. If an opportunity comes across you that seems beneficial, you could bring that to them. There are all sorts of ways to provide value. This is how I got the deal with Dreamville, where now I help them with their advertising and copywriting. This is how Ben and I have worked together on a bunch of different projects. Originally, I hired him for my ad agency many years ago, and he helped me. And then we partnered on Internet Kids, and now I'm helping him with his agency. So we've gone back and forth helping each other out a lot. And the reason we've been able to do that is because we're just good friends working in a similar space. And when it makes sense for me to push an opportunity to him or him to push one to me, we just take care of each other. A lot of other cool deals that I've worked on that I am working on right now have come through this sort of framework and mindset of let me spend time on Twitter, on communities, at in-person networking events and stuff like that, and just try to meet as many people in the business space as I can and give them advice and help them and do whatever I can to be helpful in their life with zero expectation, but knowing that like one day it might come back to me and it might not. And if it doesn't, that's totally fine. There's no downside here. Like the worst thing that could happen is you helped somebody for free and that's it. That's the end of it. And there's no downside there, right? That's a positive thing. That's a good thing to do in life. But the potential upside is you help them out and down the road, they become a client and they're paying you, or they bring a deal to you that you couldn't have gotten on your own, or who knows what, you know? There are so many things that could come from these types of relationships down the road. So definitely something to keep in mind. I think I'm going to wrap it up here. Again, one more time, go to harryswales.com, sign up for my free email newsletter. Follow me on Instagram at harryswales and on Twitter at harryswalesbiz. I hope this episode was cool. If you liked it, please, please, please take 1 second to DM me and say, listen to the solo episode. It was great. Do more. If you hated it, DM me and say, yo, the solo episode sucked. Get guests. Do more with other people. I want to hear your honest feedback. And I might do more of these if it seems like anybody likes these episodes where I kind of just throw together a handful of ideas I've been thinking about lately or business stories or whatever else I've got and kind of just ramble for 30 minutes. But the next few episodes should be with super cool guests. I know I've got a few guys that I work with coming on. I've got a guy that lives the craziest life, has the craziest story. This dude, Daniel, he should be on pretty soon. So definitely stay tuned for the next few episodes. They should be really cool ones. And I hope you have a great day. Genuinely, I am super thankful for everyone that listens to this. I'm just a 23-year-old dude that's done a lot of business stuff, kind of rambling and sharing my thoughts. And it's just super cool that a lot of people online can listen to this and enjoy it. So I hope you learned something, and I will catch you guys in the next episode. Peace.